This is Free Talk Live. We're launching in hour number two. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet ace.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. To start things out here this hour, we still have to get to the other five things you might not have ever known about sex. We still have five more of those to do. But your calls come first, and we're going to Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Tim. Tim in Illinois? Tim's gone. Let's try Joseph in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joseph. Joseph in Michigan, going once. Joseph. Goodbye. 800-259-9231. Let's try Stephen in Ohio.
Didn't even give him a chance.
It was the same thing that the other callers had ended their calls with. Remember the cranks earlier this week?
Okay.
Steven, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, hey. Yeah, I just want to talk about God's plan.
Yeah.
Someone was talking about how God's plan, it's all part of God's plan. So are you saying the millions of people dying in Darfur is part of God's plan? I'm just wondering.
You mean you're asking that rhetorically? Because none of us here believe
none of us
that
believe
there's
God's
plan. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, what were his thoughts on that? Because...
Well, I don't think anybody called in and talked about God's
plan. He's just
God's plan. But, you know, the people dying in Darfur from a spiritual perspective don't matter. We're all going to die. The moment you're born, you're destined to die. Dying is not a terrible thing from God's point of view. From God's point of view, the important thing, or from a spiritual point of view, is going to heaven or hell. So... You know, if the people in Darfur are saved, then that's great. If they if they can be used as a lesson to God's chosen, that'll bring some more along to the path of heaven, then that's great. You know, so it's not that death and suffering on human terms is minute. It doesn't matter.
It's just an excuse that these religious leaders use to try to bring the sheep back into the fold. Because when something tragic happens, and whether it's kids careening off a cliff in a school bus, or people dying in Darfur, or however it is somebody perishes in some unseemly manner, it's essentially that will lead to Christians and other believers of other religions questioning themselves. Because you're taught, when I was in the Presbyterian Church, you're taught that God is all-loving and all-caring. He, you know, he's your heavenly father, and he loves you, and he's everywhere all at once. You know, all these wonderful sort of sayings to assuage you into thinking that it's okay, God's nearby, he cares about you, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, well, when the children are suffering as a result of their house being caught on fire and them being caught inside it and their skins melting off, you know, you might think to yourself, as someone who's believed in Christianity and all that for a long time, or whatever religion you believe in, you might think to yourself, you know, if God's really a caring and all-loving God, as I've been told my entire life, well, why would he allow my children to have their skin burnt off in this house fire?
A lot of people, their faith is shaken at times like that.
Right.
Isn't the suggestion, I guess, that you're going to a better place, so it's only suffering for a few minutes, and then everything is better after that?
Some people can handle it like that. Some people can't. I know that, circumstances with my surrounding my grandmother's death, it was entirely beyond my control. I could not go and see her on her deathbed, and I blamed God for that.
It's certainly...
I had done everything in my power, and I just couldn't do it.
It's certainly an easy excuse for people to pull out, but it flies right in the face of what they've always been told.
Something that I think is really ironic almost is when something terrible happens, it's part of God's plan.
That's correct.
But when something, for example, if you were to get into a car accident and almost die, it's a miracle God saved you.
Excellent observation. That wasn't part of the plan. Apparently it was part of the... Maybe it was part of God's plan up until the very last moment when he decided to create a miracle and save you from his plan, which is originally to kill you. I mean, it's just total rationale. It's rationale to explain the unexplainable, to explain random horrific events that inevitably will happen, and whether they be earthquakes, natural disasters, or something man-made, something horrible, someone shooting another person or whatever. It's just something to ease the minds of those who are believers to say, oh, it's okay. It's just God's plan. And so then they, you know, go back, and hopefully they'll come back to church and put their 10% in the tithing plate. 800-259-9231.
I don't think there's very many Christians that give 10%.
Probably right about that. 2 weeks ago, according to TheAgitator.com, Baltimore police arrested 7-year-old Gerard Mungo for the crime of sitting on a dirt bike. Apparently this was part of God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
The engine wasn't running. He was handcuffed, arrested, and booked at the police station. The incident sparked national media attention, and Mungo received support from no less than Baltimore's mayor, Sheila Dixon. The boy's mother, Lakeisa Dinkins, was irate. She spent the next week criticizing Baltimore police and prosecutors with some help from the NAACP.
I thought we did this story.
I don't remember doing the story.
He's like 7 or something, right?
He's 7 years old, and he was arrested for sitting on a dirt bike. You know, if we did do the story, that's okay, because that's not what this story's about.
Okay.
We did do that story, just so you know. But
okay.
Continue.
That's good to know. I'm not sure what they arrested him for, maybe operating a dirt bike without a permit or something like that.
Well, it was actually, you're not allowed to ride a dirt bike on the sidewalk in Baltimore.
Ah, he should have known that. And that's what probably the tact we took, was that he should have read the laws before he got on that dirt bike.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Well, that's not what the story is about. The story is about the follow-up, actually. So it's good that we talked about this before, because Lisa Dinkins, who is not his mother but another relative, was arrested during a drug bust on her sister's home. Police claimed they were chasing an 18-year-old nephew whom they suspected of drug activity. They say he ran into the home, that they followed him, and that they arrested Dinkins when she refused to cooperate with the officers inside. Dinkins says the police were retaliating against her for the fuss she raised over the arrest of her son. Coincidence here? She makes a pretty good case. There were no drugs in the home, nor were there any drugs on the suspected nephew, the 18-year-old. Of the 11 people in the home, only Dinkins was arrested. She was later released without charge. Dinkins, you can tell when the police arrest you and then they don't charge you with anything and they just let you out, they were arresting you to harass you. They were arresting you because they can. Because they're big, bad, scary cops, they have guns and handcuffs, and they aren't afraid to use them.
And then the attitude there is, you should be thankful because we're not pressing charges.
Yeah, they're doing you a favor.
It looks suspicious that they...
The targeting?
Yeah, the targeting looks suspicious. I don't know what the circumstances are, and I'd be interested in hearing more.
Dinkins' sister claims that she was the one who was argumentative, not Dinkins, and with good reason. Quote, I was irate because they charged into my home without a warrant. When I told them I was going to call the supervisor, they got angry. She said, I was the one yelling at them because they came in my house and broke down my door. But even though she was the one that was angry and upset, they didn't arrest her. The police also neglected to mention their initial report that they had broken down the family's door. Just, you know, left that out. They later amended the report after Dinkins and her sister decided to go to the press. So just another example of
a little bit of pressure
of the police retaliating against somebody for making them look bad. Well, of course, they made themselves look bad by arresting a 7-year-old for sitting on his bike. Essentially,
it's suspicious. I'm not 100% convinced. I mean, you know, you never know what the cops are thinking.
It's not unusual. It's not something that has been unheard of in the past for the police to retaliate against people that make them look bad in public.
If you can make enough circumstantial cases, if you can pile up enough circumstantial cases, it makes it look very bad.
In New York City, other corrupt cop stories, since we're on the topic, from StopTheDrugWar.org, an NYPD rookie officer was arrested recently after police executing a search warrant on her home found a large stash of drugs in her underwear drawer. The officer was arrested after a month-long probe of drug sales near the home she shared with her boyfriend, a reputed Latin Kings gang member. During the search of her home, strange bedfellows, huh? The cops actually sleeping with the gang members in this case. During the search of her home, police found 150 small bags of marijuana, 2 bags of cocaine, $3,000, and a bunch of Latin Kings paraphernalia. Although the two were not at home at the time, the police found them in a car nearby. In the car, police found another 15 bags of pot and 2 more bags of cocaine. She faces counts of endangering the welfare of a child and drug possession. 800-259-9231. A couple more corrupt cop stories for you. And then the latest on ICE. You know, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department? They've raided yet another place. We'll give you the details and how many children have been displaced from it. This is your show. You make the call. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free packet8.net line is 800-259-9231. And you, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, gets you to it. It is created by listeners like you. In fact, there are over 1,200 pages of unique content that the listeners made. And you can go in and you can edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com. And tax season is upon us. Don't you wish you'd known more about finances when growing up? Well, The Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt, and that's no way to start a life. So buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. Talking about some bad cops, corrupt cop stories. Just have a few more for you, and then we'll go to another story about the police harassing another very, very young child, and in this case, someone who's 5 years old. But back to StopTheDrugWar.org.
Gotta just stop these preschoolers from getting out of hand.
Yeah, it's a crackdown, Martin.
God.
In Toledo, Ohio, a police officer was arrested recently on drug possession and related charges. The officer and another man were arrested at his home, and after police serving a search warrant, found cocaine and marijuana. According to the search warrant, they received two confidential tips that he was involved in selling and using drugs, but so far they've only charged him with possession. He, by the way, was a 13-year veteran of the force. Has resigned and is now out on a personal recognizance bond. So, you know, just more evidence that this guy was probably if you're on the force for 13 years, you're at least doing something somewhat right. He was probably an okay cop, but now all of a sudden he's a bad guy because he happened to have a little bit of pot and coke in his house. I think it's tragic that these guys have to lose their jobs over drugs, but unfortunately, you know, we live in a world where there is a war on drugs, and it's only fair that if everybody else is going to be getting arrested for marijuana and cocaine possession, that the cops should certainly have it happen to them as well. But were there not a war on drugs, this might not have been an issue. Plenty of cops go to...
It certainly wouldn't have been an issue.
Right, the plenty of cops... Now, doing drugs on duty would be an issue.
Drinking on duty would be an issue.
That's right. But there's plenty of cops that after their shift is over with, they go out with the rest of their squad or whatever. They go down to the cop bar. There's usually one bar where all the cops go. They go down to the cop bar and they get wasted. So police getting wasted isn't unusual. It's not something that's never been heard of before. So I don't see what the issue would be if we just end this insane war on drugs. In Louisiana, a Tangapahoa Parish Sheriff's Deputy, serving as a jail guard, was arrested recently after agreeing to smuggle crack cocaine and vodka to an inmate. According to federal officials, he'd confessed to smuggling banned items at least 10 times since September, receiving from $100 to $300 per delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Robertson went down to...
A lot of prison guards, they make a second income doing this.
Mm-hmm.
They know they can get it through. In most cases, they're not even bothered when they come in. Now, dealing with convicts, very, very bad business. They've got big mouths.
Mm.
But if a guard manages to find the right convict and knows how to keep his mouth shut, he can distribute a lot of stuff, and that guard can make a lot of money.
Robertson went down after someone called in a tip that he was delivering drugs, alcohol, cell phones, and food to prisoners, and the feds set up a sting. An agent posing as an inmate's friend gave Robertson 15 grams of crack, 2 bottles of Grey Goose, and $300 for his efforts. Robertson was arrested after accepting the goods and the cash. He's now facing up to 40 years in prison on possession with intent to distribute crack charges. In Sacramento, a former state prison guard pleaded guilty to smuggling meth into a prison in Amador County.
Ah.
The 22-year veteran of the Department of Corrections.
22-year veteran.
Right. You know, the question you have to ask yourself is how many of the 22 years was he smuggling? There's no way to know.
No, there
he sure as hell isn't going to admit to it. He went down apparently after internal affairs intercepted a package mailed to
himself. A lot of people, it's the circumstances that cause them to do something. You can have a guy who works at a bank for 20 years, and you give him the right opportunity to take $1 million and get away with it and not get caught. I'm not saying he will take it, but he could take it. You never know. It's the circumstances.
Investigators in internal affairs intercepted a package mailed to his home and found it contained 10 grams of meth hidden inside a teddy bear. When agents arrived, Whittle had already removed...
Sounds like he's been doing this a while.
He had already removed the meth and secreted it in a stab-resistant prison guard vest. Whittle admitted that he was paid $5,150 by friends and inmates to smuggle drugs into the Mule Creek State Prison. He agreed to forfeit his profits and now is awaiting his sentence of up to 2 years in prison. Also, finally, a police sergeant who's retired was sentenced to 5 years in prison on meth trafficking charges.
The retired Sergeant Tucker could have faced up to life in prison after he was caught picking up a meth shipment at a Greyhound bus terminal. Where else? In Minneapolis, he pleaded guilty to in September to possession with the intent to distribute more than a pound of methamphetamine. That's a lot of meth. Said he was going to give Tucker a substantial break, the judge, in sentencing because he had no prior record and little likelihood of reoffending, but gave him a few years, quote, because drugs are so harmful, unquote. 800-259-9231. The police insanity continues. Julia with a story about arresting, not quite arresting, but almost, a five-year-old. What happened?
A kindergartner at Woodlands Elementary School threw a candy tin on the bus Wednesday morning, only there wasn't candy inside. It was mommy's smoke, the five-year-old boy told Huron police.
Oh, my.
And Erie County Sheriff's deputies after the bus driver found a tin and suspected marijuana on the bus floor. Police arrested and charged the boy's mother, Jessica McCormick, 25-200 block of...
Now we don't care where she lives. That's okay. So he threw the tin, he chucked it on the bus, and that's what drew the attention to him?
Correct. He left it on the bus after... It says... I've read a few different articles on this story, and they all have different information. Not different, but some of them include different stuff in it. And apparently he left the bus on the tin, and they went back and caught it because of video cameras on the bus.
Oh, boy.
So they called his mother. She consented to a search and was arrested for possession of marijuana in the house.
Yikes. You know what? If you don't want stuff like this to happen, send your kids to private school. Because, really, if little Johnny comes to school, little five-year-old Johnny in kindergarten comes to school with mommy's smoke tin, for some reason, I guess he just picked it up on his way out the door or something. He comes to school with mommy's smoke tin.
It was in a SpongeBob SquarePants tin, so he was probably just attracted to it. It's bright yellow,
okay,
cartoon.
Here's the first clue. Put it in some box the kids aren't going to be quite as interested in handling. Don't put it in a SpongeBob SquarePants tin.
Yeah. But anyway, even if he'd gone to a private school and had brought it for show and tell or whatever, and the school teacher found that, oh my goodness, there's a marijuana pipe in here and some seeds and pot. What do you think they would do? Would they snitch out their client?
They could, very well.
Less likely, though, wouldn't you say?
I would say that you have a better chance of getting away with it.
I'd say it depends on the teacher. If you've got some tightwad teacher who hates marijuana smokers, he might turn you in.
Sure, that's a possibility.
Right.
But it would seem to be less likely because then you're turning in your own client.
That's correct.
Then, they might not want to bring their kids back the next year.
And other marijuana smokers might not want to bring their kids back.
Sure, certainly. A teacher, Mark?
And they're certainly...
Well, a teacher doesn't make money directly from the parents, whereas...
No, but
perhaps the assistant principal or something. I don't know. You just never know.
But as an associate working at Kmart, I didn't make money directly from the clients, but I knew that if I didn't treat them right, I'd be in trouble. More on the way. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Immigration rate on the way.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 biggest mistakes investors make and how to avoid them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. What's that I see on the horizon? Why, it's the dawning of spring. And you know what that means? V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. When we come back, I'll tell you how to overpack. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. It's spring break, and you're off to the white of sandy beaches or snowy ski resorts. But before backing out of your driveway, back up and look at your car. If it resembles a size 9 foot, crammed into a size 6 shoe, overflowing with a 3-week wardrobe that blocks the driver's view, put the brakes on this unsafe send-off. Thanks to today's automotive aftermarket, locking storage units, from roof racks to hitch mount carriers, can pack enough shoes for Imelda Marcos. See that your Bon Voyage is good and safe by ensuring the driver has an unobstructed view of the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net. Toll free lines. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. So register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's a perfect excuse to get yourself up to New Hampshire to explore what will soon be the Free State as part of the Free State Project. I know I'm really looking forward to it. There's going to be a lot of interesting sort of panels and speeches and things like that, especially on Saturday. And then throughout the week, there's just a lot of camaraderie, people hanging out, having a good time. I wish I had the entire week to take off to go and do it. I know people are encouraging me to do that. I just can't. I want to go, so I'm going to go and just kind of get the weekend version of it myself. But everybody's recommending staying for the entire week, so try to stay as long as you can. Porkfest.com. The immigration situation continues. Baltimore and the Associated Press reporting. This time, it wasn't a huge raid, but nonetheless, people's lives were interrupted. People's lives were torn apart. Families torn apart. Once again, we've seen raid after raid involving ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, raiding various different manufacturers. There was, a meatpacking plant that went down early last year, and then there was a plant that made, some sort of leather products in Boston, or not Boston, but somewhere in Massachusetts that recently went down. And now it's Baltimore.
That was a fish packing place in Boston.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now in Baltimore, immigration agents arrested 69 people Thursday in raids on a temporary employment agency's office and places where it provide undocumented workers, including the Port of Baltimore, said authorities. U.S. ICE agents also seized a bank account containing more than $600,000 from the employment agency, Jones Industrial Network. The company's offices and 8 other businesses were searched, including 3 where the temp agency is suspected of providing undocumented workers, said ICE. The investigations began last year. So nice. I mean, just, all they have to do is suspect you, and you've got a raid. Just you're suspect. We're going to raid you now. Maybe they can suspect Free Talk Live of harboring undocumented workers and kick in our door next.
And what are they going to take from here? Anything they want?
Apparently so. Having, quote, illegal aliens working and having access to our ports is a major security vulnerability, said James Dinkins, the ICE special bureaucrat in charge. Well, what is it? Is it just unlikely that Americans could possibly be a security vulnerability? Is it impossible for white Americans to be security vulnerabilities at ports? Is it even a possibility that a white American might take some money from some terrorist organization or have some sympathy for a terrorist organization? Why is it that somebody who happens to be an illegal alien is more likely to be a suspect of these sorts of things?
I don't know. I don't know what would make an illegal alien likely to be a terrorist. Maybe they have less to lose?
A telephone call seeking comment from the company was not immediately returned Thursday afternoon. The employees, the employment agency's offices near downtown were closed. Family members of those detained gathered with activists outside the company's offices carrying signs that read, "Stop dividing our families, stop the raids, and fair immigration reform now." Daisy Lopez, who's 24, said the school that her 7-year-old brother attends called her house after her mother didn't pick him up because she'd been arrested. Jacinia Lazo held her sister-in-law's 4-month-old, David, who had not been breastfed since his mother was arrested. 4-month-old. The child was born here. He's only 4 months old, she said in Spanish. We're asking the people from immigration to please return them. Yeah, well, good luck getting that to happen. I don't think that's going to work. Lazo said her 3 sisters-in-law work at Under Armour, folding and packing clothes. Authorities didn't release the identities of those arrested, but said that the managers were not yet arrested.
We've got to arrest these people that are working hard, you know?
Yep.
Because these immigrants come in here and they leech off of our welfare.
Some do.
Some certainly do.
Many do not.
It sounds like a welfare problem. It doesn't sound like an immigration problem to
Definitely.
Me.
Authorities didn't release the identities of those arrested. The only company... Jones is the only company that's been targeted criminally. All the others in the raids have cooperated, said ICE officials. Again, well, that's because they don't want to be brought up on charges. They want to, act like they didn't know anything. A lawyer for sportswear maker Under Armour Incorporated, which is also raided, says the company wasn't aware that the employees were illegal immigrants. Now, this is an interesting situation because they're raiding, they raided a temp agency. Now, when you're hiring a temp from a temp agency, part of the whole deal with hiring a temp is that the agency's already done all the work. The agency's already brought the person into the fold. They've had them fill out the paperwork, the W-4s and all that. You pay the temp agency, not the person directly for their work. And so you would expect that it wouldn't be your responsibility to have to determine, whether the person was qualified to work, whether the person is an illegal immigrant. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any sort of harassment on the part of the feds to Under Armour or the other companies that had hired these people as temps.
Seems unlikely.
The company has fully cooperated with the investigation and is considering legal action against the temp agency at this point. At Under Armour, we're patriots first and last, and we're fully committed to compliance with all laws and regulations. Yes, sirree, said their spokesperson. We're furious that apparently one of the temp agencies we used was not so committed, or gave the appearance of being not so committed. Workers were employed at the company's distribution center, said 20 of those detained might qualify for humanitarian release. ICE field office bureaucrats said they were being transferred to 3 institutions. Immigration officials said state and federal officials would interview the detainees to determine whether any medical, sole caregiver, or other issues would qualify them for humanitarian release. So apparently there are some reasons why ICE will decide to go ahead and let you go.
Well, when they release you, though, don't they give you some kind of immigration hearing and at some point or another kick you out of the country anyway?
I'm not sure.
I would imagine.
Doesn't make that clear. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, I would imagine you're right, though, this month urged federal authorities not to move out of that state and any more factory workers detained in an immigration raid until their children were located and arrangements made for their care. More than 300 people were detained for possible deportation recently at a leather factory that makes equipment for the military. That was the one you were thinking was the fish packing plant. So once again, The ICE thugs have kicked in a few businesses' doors, arrested people that were working to make their lives better for themselves and their families, and have destroyed families, have separated mothers from their children, and in some cases, babies, breastfeeding babies from their mothers have been separated.
It's definitely a story of tragedy.
And we'll see it again and again and again as they continue to ratchet up this immigration crackdown. And they're also bringing the executives up on charges now. At this point, in some of the past stories, we haven't actually read this on the air here, but in the Leather case and some of the other cases in the past, the executives of these companies are being brought up on charges. So what's going to happen is you're going to see businesses ruined as well. So not only are they going to be ruining individuals and families' lives, but also the people who are running these businesses who are just trying to get products and services out on the marketplace. They're just trying to hire the people that are willing to come in and do the work for the right price. Now, these people are going to be facing charges. If you're facing charges in court, you're not very effective at running your business. If you're facing charges in court and you have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines, that's going to be a hit on the effectiveness of your business. And so you're going to see businesses go under as a result of this.
You probably won't see it. It'll just happen.
Oh, it'll just happen. And yes, you're right. There won't be news stories about it. But the people who are working for those businesses will see it, and they'll know why it happened, too.
Right. And I don't know if they'll know exactly why, because, you know, a business takes a financial hit, and then it wobbles for a period of time, and then it goes under.
Are the non-illegal immigrants that are working for a business that might go under for these reasons, are they going to cheer? Are they going to feel good because, you know,
I don't think they'll know the reason.
Well, they might. I mean, they might know they got raided, and they might know that their boss has been brought up on immigration charges.
What's the reason that Daimler is selling Chrysler?
I don't know.
There you go.
But I don't work for them, Mark, so
I think I would know more if I
worked for them. Yeah, when I work for a place, I tend to know what's going on in the place. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts on the immigration situation or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free. We give them away, though. We do ask you to voluntarily support the show by being a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 360 of our listeners have decided to do for as little as $3 a month, completely voluntary. Remember, we give all the features away on the website, so it's above and beyond all that. It's for people that really like Free Talk Live and want to help us spread the show to as many radio stations as possible, to get on as many internet connections as possible, and it's working. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can see some examples of how we're spending the money, for instance, buying half-page ads in Talkers Magazine, that sort of thing. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details and learn about some of the perks you'll get access to, like the classic archives, the amplifier-only forum, and amplifier-only phone lines. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We just finished talking about a story out of Baltimore, how multiple companies were raided by Immigration and Customs Enforcement over this whole immigration thing. And once again, arresting, in this case, 69 different people, many of them who have families here in America, people who, in one case, have a four-month-old who was still breastfeeding. And his mother was arrested. And, you know, we're just separating families. We're destroying lives. In fact, destroying businesses as well. These business owners that are just hiring people to help them get the work done that they need done, they're getting caught in the middle of this. And now they're going to come up with new rules and regulations for business owners as far as having to verify people, verify potential employees with some federal government checking service. They're working on that right now. They haven't passed the legislation, but that's where things are going, where you're going to, if you're a business owner, you'll have to check all potential employees with some centralized federal database.
As if the federal government doesn't ask enough from business owners.
Right. Yeah, exactly. As though there's not enough rules, and employers don't spend enough time jumping through federal hoops.
Correct.
Throughout their work week.
I really shouldn't say ask. I should say demand.
That's right. True. Yeah, because if you don't comply, then you're not going to be allowed to do business.
Right. I guess it's a demand in order to do business. You could call it an ask. They don't force everyone to do it. They just force business owners. And so if you choose to be a business owner, then you have to do what they've mandated.
We've certainly talked to plenty of people about the immigration issue over the last few years on this show, and many times when you talk to them about this, and you try to determine whether or not these people are coming from an abject hatred for brown people, or if it's some sort of other issue that they have, in that they don't like people taking advantage of the welfare system. Maybe the welfare is the issue instead of immigration. So there's different people behind this anti-immigration push, and many of them will say, "Well, I'm all right. I'm for immigrants. I'm just against illegal immigrants." They love to really, emphasize the illegal immigrants.
Right. And the piousness of that particular statement, to imagine for a second that they didn't break some law today, because there's so many laws out there. How could anyone possibly follow them? And to imagine that somehow the laws are good. Were the laws that caused the Jews to be gassed in Germany good? Laws aren't inherently good, okay? The illegal immigrants are only illegal because we're discriminating against them.
Right, they're also illegal because the process to become legal, the process to become a legal immigrant, is atrocious. It's just full of paperwork and fees and unaccountable bureaucrats. Mark, as you pointed out before on the show, when it comes to accountability, most bureaucrats and most bureaucracies are virtually unaccountable. I mean, they don't really care what you think. They don't care about customer service. They're not connected to market signals or anything like that. But the bureaucrats that run the immigration departments are even less accountable than most other bureaucrats.
Right, because the people they're dealing with aren't ever going to, they're going to be voters a long, long, long time from now.
Correct. At least when...
And they'll have been through such a hazing process at that point that they'll want everybody else to go through it, too.
At least with the bureaucrats in the DMV, if there's a real bad issue, you could pick up your phone and call your representative or senator, and they could bring some sort of pressure down on the DMV. It's not likely that anything like that will ever happen, but if you're somebody with enough power and influence, you might be able to get something to happen there. But with an immigration bureaucrat, again, the person you're dealing with is outside of the country. They certainly don't have any strings to pull with their representatives. Right. They don't have one. And so you can treat them however you want to. Apparently, you can also treat American citizens however you want to. We got an email here from one of our listeners. This morning, I visited the local immigration office to obtain their phone number. I was verbally threatened and told to not come back to this office asking questions.
Oh, my God,
by
why?
Quite a nasty midget woman who must have an inferiority complex. Below is a copy of the complaint letter that I'm sending. Not that it will do much, especially as it's addressed to the very office where the incident occurred. Quite a shocking experience, he said. Incidentally, you might want to...
She'll get the letter and throw it away.
Sure she will. Incidentally, you might want to pull up the INS application for citizenship from their website as a show topic one day. I looked over it out of curiosity, and it has all sorts of intrusive and troubling questions, like, have you been a member of the Communist Party? Are you willing to take up arms for the United States? Will you pledge your allegiance to the United States government and its laws, etc., etc.? Anyway, here's his letter to the Immigration Department in Alabama. Dear sir or madam, I'm writing concerning a recent visit of your office at around 11 a.m. In March and the extremely rude treatment I was given by your staff. A friend of mine who had visited your office in the past called and asked me to stop by and obtain your telephone number as he'd lost it and couldn't find it in the phone book. I live in the area and agreed to help him. So I arrived at your office and a short woman, 2 to 3 feet tall, in regular street clothes was outside. She asked if I was here for immigration, and I replied yes, and she pointed towards the correct door and began walking toward the entrance. I held the door open for her politely, as any good man should do for a lady.
I think that good people should hold the door open for people if they can.
And she entered. There was no indication that she was an employee, but her demeanor immediately changed once she entered the building, as she blocked the doorway and demanded to know what I was doing and if I had a cell phone on me. I replied that I was simply here to pick up a business card or brochure so my friend could contact the office about his pending application. She began yelling in a loud and rude voice that, "We don't give out phone numbers in this office!" I asked how one would contact the office if they had an immigration need, and she replied with a rude and unhelpful, "We can't do that." When a tall, uniformed black gentleman arrived and asked how he could help, I explained that I'd like to have a business card or some sort of contact information for the office. The woman then interrupted, yelling, "I just told you we don't do that!"
Yeah, well, he just asked me. Now I'm done talking to you, I'm talking to the new guy.
The man walked over to a desk, handed me a brochure, and I thanked him and walked out. As the door was shutting, the woman yelled, "Don't come in here asking questions again!"
Good Lord. I wonder what made her do this. I mean, he held the door for her? Does she not like doors being held? I don't know.
She's just an irritable bureaucrat who hates people. As I got to my car, shocked at her last comment and reflecting on what a thoroughly unpleasant experience I'd been through over quite a simple request, I looked at the brochure and realized I was at a U.S. government office. While anyone who treats customers in such a manner is exemplifying deplorable behavior, I was shocked to learn this was a government office and that I was treated so rudely and threateningly by a public servant supported by my tax dollars. Surely your office could benefit by handling customers and visitors in a more pleasant manner. No, not really. How would they benefit from that? I mean, he's just writing this to the bureaucrats,
right,
trying to get them to behave. But how would they benefit?
In no way. I would think that
yell at people, they won't come back.
Local governments would probably be more helpful than state governments. State governments more helpful than federal governments, simply because to the federal government, you're only 1 in 300 million. You just don't matter that much.
Right. And think about this. I mean, if you're a bureaucrat and your job is to shuffle papers all day as people come in asking for forms and turning in forms, I mean, that's what they do. Then you have less forms to shuffle around if you just yell at everyone that walks through the door.
I work at a private business, and it's funny because when customers come in, a lot of customers, for example, and if you have some other work, side work to be done, people complain, the other employees sort of behind the scenes complain about the customers coming in, saying that they wish that they wouldn't come in. Of course, when the customer approaches the counter, you're all smiles and friendly,
mm-hmm,
because you want the customers to keep coming back because you'll get paid.
Well, yeah.
So the bureaucrat, of course they don't want people to come back. They're going to get paid anyway, so
that's correct.
Scare them off. Most people probably don't write letters.
And if they write a letter, what's it going to do?
Well, I must say that I had a ex-fiance that used to work for the county, and she got a letter one time. Her boss got a letter about her. The guy said that she was rude and blah 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 and all that stuff, and she had to write an apology letter.
Really, the bureaucrat?
Yes.
So
was
what?
It was a local.
Push some more
local
paper
government
around.
Office.
It was a county. Yeah.
Push some more paper around. Have her pick up another pen. I can only imagine how much more intimidating.
I'm sure she didn't like doing it.
I can only imagine how much more intimidating the experience is for a minority or non-English speaking person who might visit your office. Furthermore, I would expect your staff to know that asking and answering questions is a primary job responsibility when dealing with customers, and is certainly not prohibited behavior for a public servant. I expect that our listener doesn't get a reply. 800-259-9231 is a toll-free number. The five remaining things you probably didn't know about sex, we'll talk about that, plus a high school sex newspaper that's stirring up some controversy. That's on the way in Hour 3. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now, you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
It's a...